Welcome to a new episode of the Apostolic and Prophetic Podcast. Today is Sunday, the 23rd of July, and last week or last 2 weeks there were no uploads because I was also on holidays, and I will continue today and try to do one episode every week. Okay. So if there is 1 week without any upload, I am not stopping to do this, but it can be that I didn't find the time because of a business trip or other commitments, but I will be faithful and continue to do this. Okay. The last episodes were about faithfulness in finances and how important this is, because Jesus was saying in Luke chapter 16, verse 10, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is also unjust in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches?" Okay. I think we covered pretty much all aspects of that topic. Of course, there you can always go deeper with the Word of God. And I don't know what is your experience, but sometimes you think you know a scripture, you understood something, and then you read it again, and the Holy Spirit shows you a complete new aspect of this. And so it's never like this, that you know everything about a certain topic. And also, it's not the most important thing, our knowledge and what we know, but the application in our lives, because God wants us to have the victory in the problems we have, in the challenges we face, and His Word is the guideline to give us that victory. Unfortunately, there are many believers who don't know the Bible or who don't read the Bible, and so the most important thing is that you study the Word by yourself. Also, when I am saying something, don't take it just as, let's say, the truth, but search the scripture for yourself, pray for yourself, check if this, what you are hearing from others, is really the right thing, because at the end of the day, we will all stand individually in front of God. And if we lived our life after a certain doctrine or after a certain teaching from a certain church, we will not say to God, "Oh, but in my church they said like this. Oh, but my pastor said like this." No. God will tell us, you had the Word of God, you had the Holy Spirit. And the thing is, you and every one of us, we can go directly to the source. This doesn't mean that we don't need any other people or not any other believers, but the most important thing is that we go to the source. And Jesus actually gave His life, He died for us, that we can go to the source. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." So the main goal for Jesus coming to this world was that we could come back to the Father. That, and I spoke today with someone, and when we spoke about actually what happened when Adam and Eve were kicked out from paradise, if you remember, God was placing a sword, an angel with a fire sword at the entrance of the Garden of Eden. Why He did this? Because probably Adam and Eve tried to go back when they found out how miserable and hard and terrible the life was outside of the garden. But they could not go back because they were full of sin. Now, because of Jesus, like John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which is taking away the sins of the world." Jesus was not just covering our sins. And some churches people preach this all the time, that we are how to say, always sinners, and how to say, people never come into this, like, into this, that they really will have the victory over their sins, because they think they are still sinners. Yes, we sinned, but Jesus was taken away our sins, and he gave us his righteousness, his mantle of righteousness, his nature, so we can come back to him, we can come back into his presence. Hallelujah. So God wants to entrust you with the true riches. He wants to give you revelation, he wants to give you his gifts, he wants to equip you that you can do, let's say, the task he has prepared for you, why he created you. And he wants us to be the light. Yeah, the more sometimes believers focus very much on the darkness, yeah, everything becomes worse in the world. There are more wars, more natural disasters, and it looks like this, more people are going away from God. But we should not focus mainly on the bad things. We should focus on God. We should have fellowship with him. And when we do this, he is giving us everything what we need to be the answer, to be the light in this world. And that's why, before we start with a new series, I would like to share something what God showed me today. And actually, I never understood that parable. And I think it is speaking about evangelization, and what God, or what Jesus, is giving us clear instructions how we can reach people. And I was myself a street evangelist. I was traveling through Germany, through many cities, and I was also in other countries preaching on the streets, trying to reach people, because I saw that the church, or in many churches, people are not doing this. They are not going to the lost. They are not going out. So I, you could say, try to do it by myself. And the bottom line, I mean, I experienced how people got saved, how people also were healed. Sometimes I experienced God's miracles and provision and a lot of good things. But the great commandment, the great commission, can just be fulfilled by the church. It's not enough if there are just a few people who are going and witnessing and sharing their testimony or preaching. But God wants actually that this job is done by the whole church, you could say. Not everyone should has to go out to the street and do these kind of things. But I will read a scripture where God is giving a clear instruction on how to reach the lost. And this is also in Luke chapter 16. And Luke chapter 15. And after the parable of the lost sheep, he is giving the parable of the lost coin. Verse 8. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I lost." Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Hallelujah. So I never understood actually that parable. And here Jesus compares the lost, or those who don't believe in him yet, with a coin, a silver coin. And the Greek word here is drachma. And it was actually a one day's wage. So that woman was losing a one day's wage somewhere, yes, in her house. At first sight, it looks like this. Then she is making light, cleaning, and she finds it. But actually, there's a deeper meaning, what God wants to show us here in that parable, because the woman stands in the Bible for the church. Yeah? That's why Jesus is coming back for his bride, the bride of Christ. So the woman stands for the church. And also the silver coin, like I said, stands for the lost. It's also valuable. For God, people are valuable, even they don't believe in him already. And this is also the difference, you could say, between Islam and Christianity. God is not, seeing people as valuable just if they are believers, just if they follow him. But also already when they are lost, because they are created in his image, and when people suffer, God also suffers. And so actually with this he wants to show us, and he wants to say to the church actually that the church should seek and look for the lost. That's why he's saying, or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it. So, and then how we should search for the lost, or how the church should do this, or how the church can do this actually. So first what she's doing, she is lighting a lamp. And the lamps in that time were often oil lamps, so she needed to make fire, she needed oil to make the light. And this is the thing, without the fire of the Holy Spirit, without the presence of God, there is no light in the church, there is no revelation. And this is the thing, we need the fire of the Holy Spirit in the church, and then you will have revelation. And what is happening next, when you have the fire of the Holy Spirit and revelation and the presence of God, what is she doing? She sweeps the house. That means she cleans the house. Everything what is there, what should not be there, has to go out. You could say every project, everything what is not built on the Holy Spirit, but what is like a human project, this will go out. And the other thing is, when the presence of God is coming and the power of the Holy Spirit is coming, some people will not like it. Those people who don't really want to follow God. And you cannot imagine, there are a lot of people in the church who neither know the Bible nor really want to follow Jesus. And this I'm not saying to offend anyone, but it's just my observation. Sometimes when I speak with believers also about the things of God, they are not listening, or just going away, or are not even interested. Because in the churches, especially in a church where you don't have the fire of the Holy Spirit, you can be there living actually your own life, your own way, your fleshly life, and you will still feel comfortable in the church. But if you go to a church where you have the power of the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit, you will have to make a decision. You will have to make a decision. Either you follow God or you're going out from this place and going somewhere else. So this is actually how God wants us, to reach the lost. The church needs to be on fire. And also the church needs to be cleaned. And this is also the work of the Holy Spirit. The same way also our personal life. If we receive the Holy Spirit, if you seek the presence of God, then God will start to show you things. He will give you revelation, and he will show you things in your life, in your heart, things that are standing between him and you. And you need then to make a decision to remove those things. And if you do so, then God can move through you. So, and at the end, in that parable, Jesus was saying, likewise I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And this is also amazing, because Jesus is saying nothing without a purpose. So he wants actually to tell us this for a reason. So why there is joy in the presence of the angels? Because the angels are actually sent also to minister to those who shall inherit salvation. Yeah, like also Satan knew the scripture, and he said to Jesus that he has commanded his angels that you will not hurt your foot on a stone. And the thing is that Jesus' ministry, also after he was coming out from the desert and resisted all these temptations, it's written that the angels came to minister to him. Or also, if you remember Jacob, when he had this vision about the ladder which was on the ground and going up to heaven, and the angels were going up and down. So actually the angels are the ones who, how to say, bring revelation, who also, when the angels are there, also healing is happening. Remember also this the Lake of Bethesda, where from time to time an angel was steering the water, and then when people went into that pond, they were healed. And or Daniel, he prayed, and the angel Gabriel came to him and gave him the interpretation of the dreams he had. So the angels are there to minister us. And why they are now rejoicing? Why they are now rejoicing? Because from the moment on, when someone comes to Jesus, when someone repents of his sins, he comes into the kingdom of God, he is born again by the Holy Spirit, and the angels of God now can minister to this person, now can bring the things from God, you could say from heaven, from the throne, to that person, revelation, healing, and all other kind of things. So if we want to reach the lost, and God wants us to reach them, that's why he gave this parable, because they are precious in his sight. The church needs to change. The church needs to be full of fire, and the church needs to be cleaned by the Holy Spirit. And if you want, you could say, revival in your place, then pray for this. Pray for your church that it will be full of the fire of the Holy Spirit, and that there will be light there, that there will be revelation, and that it will be cleaned. And then you will see that God's presence will become stronger and stronger in that place, and that people will be saved and come to Jesus through this. So I wish you a nice week. God bless you, and hear you next time. Shalom.